With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. A recently surfaced video of a 16-year-old boy who was shot in the back of the head while running away from Fresno police is the focus of a wrongful death lawsuit. FM 89's Monica Velez has this report.
On April 15, 2017, Fresno police officers pulled Isaiah Moretta Goldine over because he was a possible suspect in a shooting. This is audio from the officer's body cam.
Open the door. Step out. Hands up.
The 16-year-old takes off. Officers follow him to the Discovery Center, a daycare in Fresno, where he jumps the fence. One officer pursues him on foot. Moretta Goldine looks back for a second with his hand on his left waistband. Attorney Stuart Chandler, who was representing the teen's father, says the teen was holding up his pants. Officers say they felt threatened. Chandler describes what happens next from the daycare's video camera.
Another one of the officers involved in the incident stopped and came up to the fence and just shot him as he was running away. That's what you see.
Moretta Goldine drops to the ground. Police found he was not armed. In a statement, Police Chief Andy Hall says the teen was known to carry firearms. Moretta Goldine and his brother were both suspected of a homicide. His brother was later arrested and pled guilty. Investigations by three government agencies, including the DA's office, found the shooting justified. The civil rights lawsuit was filed last March against the city of Fresno, former Police Chief Jerry Dyer, and Ray Villavazzo, the officer who shot the teen. The trial date is set for October 2020. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.